Welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode, we look at an article you can find in our pages or conduct an interview. Today, we're talking to Right Keys Only, one of the top three finalists from the Face of London Runway 2022. Hi, Keys, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you?
Really good, thank you. For our listeners who may not have come across you before, can you introduce yourself and tell us what you're about?
Oh my gosh, what am I not about? So I was part of London Runway Magazine's competition last year and came a runner-up. And since then, I've gone on to become an EDM drum and bass producer. I like to say that I'm the one-handed, two-handed musician because I've got two arms that were paralyzed. But I'm all about making like the arts and like media and everything inclusive. So that's my niche, really. Yeah.
Amazing. So what do you get up to day to day?
Oh my gosh, so much. So I produce at home in my bedroom, and then we'll like collaborate with our artists and gig around like Wales and the UK. But then, like, for example, right now I've just kicked off this like massive project looking at like how disabled musicians can like conquer mainstream music.
Wow.
Yeah, it's massive, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh, tell me more about that.
Well, a lot of it was like coming from like my own experience. So I was looking into mainstream music through what I did anyway and found that I'd never seen someone with like a paralyzed arm get into like the top 40 UK charts.
Yeah.
Like ever. And there's always these like, oh, we can help you develop as an artist or as a disabled individual, but it never seems to like cross over to mainstream. It seems to just be like the token gesture on the side. So I was like, I want to find the ways that actually work and like actually do something. So I've been talking to like organizations all across the UK. I had like an email from Spotify yesterday, which is pretty cool to like chat to them.
Oh, God. And
yeah, it's mad. It's so good. But like, it's really needed, I think. Like, so yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely more representation is a struggle at the moment. Just a little segue into the world of modelling, because we are having that problem as well, obviously, you know, trying to raise the profile of diversity in the modelling world. So tell us about modelling. How long have you been doing it for?
Oh gosh, I hadn't been doing it long, to be honest. I think probably probably about 2 years, or maybe like a year and a half. It was really interesting. I was running a radio show at the time, so I've done like radio presenting and broadcasting. And a friend of mine who I used to compete with in like the Welsh Paralympic team, he was doing like photography and starting to get into it. And he was like, I will only go on your radio show if you model a shoot for me to build my portfolio.
I was like,
are you sure you even know who you're talking to? Like, I feel like a baby giraffe, like who doesn't know their body, like. Really like nerve-wracking experience, but I really enjoyed it. And I'm quite like an all or nothing person, so once I try something I want to go for like the biggest thing I can. And I saw that like the runway opened the competition, and just like applied off a whim, and thought it was sort of this mindset of like, wouldn't it be really funny if like I even got chosen? Like, that was the sort of mindset at the time. And yeah, I remember like having the brief through, and it was like, oh, you've got to be able to walk in high heels. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I haven't walked in high heels since I was 16. I'm like, I was more like 22 at the time. And so I spent like every day walking through my house in the biggest high heels I could find, because again, all or nothing. And then that happened.
Amazing. What was the competition like for you?
It was so nice. Like, that sounds like such like a basic way to describe it, but I was so nervous turning up, like going to London like by myself as well. But like, I was like, you always hear these sort of perceptions of like the modeling industry that you're like really judged and all this sort of stuff, and like there's these sort of stereotypes. But when I turned up, like straight away, like suddenly making friends with everybody, and like as people were like posing or going through the workshops, people like hyping each other up, and like I like still talk to people now, like we're all connected on social media and like hype each other's posts up, and it was such like an empowering experience to be like, actually, like there is place for me to feel included.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I mean that's part of what we always try and drill into everyone is like connect, talk to each other, be friends. What do you kind of want to achieve next when it comes to modeling?
I think something like maybe more on like a personal slash outward level. Like a lot of the work I do, like in general in the arts or in any like creative industry, is to like encourage people to feel empowered and to accept themselves and do that. I think like as someone like one with a disability, but someone who also like experienced like a lot of body dysmorphia growing up, coming from like professional sports, that like
Right.
modeling has been like a challenge in both good and bad ways. Of like, it's been the place to like, I have felt self-conscious a lot of the time, but then also been like, oh no, I want to feel that so I can overcome it, and this is a safe place to do that, to get that out there. And I
Right.
think something I want to keep doing with modeling, because I notice when I do that and have those experiences, it encourages other people to do the same.
Right.
And like I've seen like, what's it, a friend of mine who was like, she never thought she could model. She's come from like a rural area, and like I think she literally just like got flown out to France to like model for something,
Wow.
and like even like she's just had a baby as well, and she's like still doing it and stuff like that. And like, but purely from feeling, you know, like getting out of my comfort zone, it's like challenging myself and how I feel about myself, and opening up to the new opportunity through modeling, it encouraged someone else to do the same. I think that's something I want to keep doing.
Definitely. Yeah. Do you have any advice that you would give to someone who maybe is sitting at home and thinking, oh, I could never be a model, or I could never be a musician, or whatever it is due to, you know, this thing that sets me apart and holds me back? What would you say to them?
It's the like, I feel like it's the advice that everyone gives, but you've just got to do it. But at the same time, recognizing that it's not going to be easy. I mean, like for example, like with modeling, like I said, like when I applied for London Runway, like every day I was walking in those heels around my student accommodation, like upstairs. Like I would try like different paces, like to sprint around the house and stuff like that. Like, you know, like my feet would hurt after it, or like feeling like more self-conscious, but like still encouraging myself to learn how to pose and understand my body and accept every curve or scar and this and that, and like turn that into something beautiful instead. Like, that's not, it's not an easy process, it's an empowering one after it. But like recognizing that, okay, this is going to be tough, but I really, really want to try this and I really want to do it. That makes it so worth it, like at the end of it all. So yeah, I'd say if you want to do something, just go and do it. Like, even if you just try it once and then never again, at least you can tell yourself you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such good advice.
Thank you.
What is there anything? I mean, so we've already talked about like so many talents that you have. Do you have any secret hidden talents or something that people would be surprised to learn about you?
Oh gosh. I'm trying to think. So there's generic stuff like I was a BBC Introducing Wales artist on the radio. I quite like to challenge myself, and I think so. I was recently diagnosed with ADHD, and like it ties in so freaking well to this all or nothing
Right.
mechanism in my brain.
Yes.
But one of the things, it just doesn't stop, Rihanna, like honestly. But I've always like, physically, again, I think to say like disability and also have an ADHD, that like physically I never wanted to feel like lesser than anybody else by having one arm. And one day I saw the SAS Who Dares Wins like TV show, and I remember going to friends of mine, I was like, wouldn't it be, again, wouldn't it be real funny if I could just like do all their fitness challenges? And I trained for like 3 months every single day, and by the end of it I did like 50 one-handed push-ups in 1 minute and 10 seconds, like completed all their sprinting challenges, like did everything like completely one-handed, and then like went on to do 100 press-ups every day for a month, with my dad for like cancer research. And then yeah, so I'd say that's like my like thing that not everybody knows, that it's like There's like, I just love those mad fitness challenges that like make you kind of want to die inside.
Yes, it definitely would feel that way. So what is next for you?
What is next? Oh my gosh. So many amazing things. I'm performing like Green Man Festival this month. I'm releasing music at the end of the year. Yeah, it's like there's no like official date out there, but like if people are really, really sneaky, they can like actually hear a lot of the samples in certain social media posts I've made. Unofficially. yeah, and it's gonna be like the first time releasing like under like my current pseudonym, like Right Keys Only. So it's kind of like that first step of like here I am and here's my voice, which is so exciting.
Yeah, that's gonna be incredible. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. I'll send over an exclusive. London.
Yes. Yes, please. Incredible. So where can people follow you to get these sneak peeks and to just come along on your journey?
So I, as soon as I made my pseudonym, I stole every social media platform under the name of Right Keys Only. I do have to say it's right like right hand, because I had it recently where someone put White Keys Only on like social media and that gets problematic. So like it is Right Keys Only. But yeah, like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I haven't quite done Threads yet because like I just don't understand it. Like I really don't, Rhiannon.
I don't know why you're asking me. I mean, if either of us should be hip and savvy to social media, it should be you, surely.
I love that. I say like I love those like the words like hip and stuff like that. I said to someone recently, I was like, isn't that so trendy? And they were like, are you like 80? Like
no. Okay. I have been trying to make rad comeback for about 5 years now, and it still hasn't worked, but I'm hoping one day we'll be able to say rad again with just joy.
There's just something so, and like I feel it's just so happy if you could go like, oh, you're so radical, like there's something so,
I know.
Like, you know.
Incredible. Okay, anything else to add for our listeners?
No, I mean, if there's someone listening that's interested in London Runway, like getting involved in it, I would definitely encourage it, because you guys are absolutely amazing in what you're doing, especially for the industry.
Thanks. Tell me more. No, I'm joking.
Great. You're so nice. Your emails are perfect. Oh.
You can come on again. Well, it's been lovely talking to you again. And hopefully, you know, it won't be the last time. We've got loads more collaboration to come up the road.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
Bye. Did you say bye?
This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vergue. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports and more at londonrunway.co.uk, and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.